Good afternoon, everyone. I'm Dr. Rick Nabb, director of the National Hurricane Center, coming to you live from Miami, Florida, with our 3 p.m. update on Hurricane Sandy, still centered more than 250 miles southeast of the coast of North Carolina, where they are experiencing tropical storm conditions this afternoon. Just an indication of how large this system is. With the center that far offshore and conditions being felt on land, that is a sign of things to come in terms of how far away from the center of circulation impacts will be felt. That also means that when the center does take that left-hand turn and come back into the coast by sometime tomorrow night or early Tuesday morning, the weather will have already gone downhill. The conditions will deteriorate in the Delmarva, Jersey Shore, and then by tomorrow, late tonight into tomorrow, into the Long Island and southern New England areas. And that's going to be well ahead of the center circulation coming ashore tomorrow night. Looking at the track forecast, this is going to make this left-hand turn. Over the next day or so, it will be over relatively warm waters until crossing the Gulf Stream and moving into cooler waters on Monday. While it's over the warmer waters, that fuel will help it maintain its intensity as a tropical cyclone, perhaps strengthen a little bit, but not much expected. Then over the cooler water on Monday, as it makes the northwestward turn toward the coast, non-tropical influences will start to keep the system's energy going and perhaps allow it to make the transition to a post-tropical cyclone, but without any real significant change in intensity, we don't think. So given all of that, there is the possibility of seeing hurricane force winds, especially in gusts, over many portions of the coastline from the northern part of the Delmarva all the way up through Delaware, Delaware Bay, New Jersey, Long Island, Connecticut, Rhode Island coastlines, even southern extent of Massachusetts, at least again in gusts, could see hurricane force winds, and then tropical storm force winds extending well inland, as the system will take quite a while to wind down over some part of Pennsylvania or New York well into Wednesday. So a lot of hazards in addition to the wind to concern ourselves with that are water related. Storm surge among the most life-threatening that we will be dealing with in coastal areas. 4 to 8 feet of flooding above ground level due to the combination of storm surge and tide is possible in coastal regions all the way from about Ocean City, Maryland, all the way through to the Connecticut-Rhode Island border. And then within that area, there is a particular area of concern for even deeper water over ground level being possible, 6 to 11 feet. Due to the combination of surge and tide in Long Island Sound around New York Harbor, the New York City area. And that is why some of those areas have been ordered to evacuate. And for that location or anywhere else where the storm surge hazard is a possibility, we urge you to follow the instructions of your local emergency management officials if you are told to evacuate for the storm surge hazard. Of course, the other water hazard to be concerned with is the heavy rainfall that could lead to inland flooding, both flash flooding on short time scales and longer lasting, longer to evolve river flooding that could happen well inland and days after the center comes ashore. So a lot of hazards to prepare for today, and tomorrow the weather will really be going downhill in the Mid-Atlantic and Northeast. That's it from the National Hurricane Center for now. I'm Dr. Rick Nabb.